RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We get closer and closer to week one of the college football season. A lot of college football talk on the show today. We're going to have our guy Chase Kitty join us here in a moment. He's going to get all of his thoughts on week one, all the bets that he likes, and some futures thoughts from Chase as well. We'll continue looking at some of the marquee games on the week one slate. Yesterday, we looked at some of the games that we have going on tomorrow, on Friday, some of the early games on Saturday. We'll look at the later slate on Saturday, and then those two games that we have Sunday and the Monday night game between TCU and North Carolina. Also, we'll talk some ACC today. Each day, we've been going through the conferences again, giving out my favorite bets that I have in the ACC. I got 3 win totals for you guys today and a sleeper team that maybe I think's worth a bet to make the college football playoff. And then also on a Wednesday, getting back to what we do during football season, we'll talk about the over, the under, the favorite, underdog, outright winner that I like the best in week one. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us in college football, NFL, anything tennis related you want to throw at Chase while we have him on as well, let us know. Throw it in the chat at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy Chase Kitty, who joins us, BetMGM writer. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. All right, Chase, we have made it to week one, my friend, and we got some good games tomorrow, got some good games on Friday as well. Anything that you've already bet, just looking at the Thursday, Friday slate, any action for you any of those days?
Baylor money line against Auburn, probably my favorite bet of the early 2 days of action. I think you're paying an SEC price here. I think if you actually look at what Baylor's roster is, what they brought back, look at what they did in the second half of last year when they really, I think, turned a page and put some things together, I think that's the team you're going to see this year that competes at the top of the Big 12. I think they are straight up better than Auburn. They're playing at home. They know they can take a shot at the big old SEC. So I like getting the plus money here. I think they should be favored. The other two games I would look at, I have small positions on these, but then, you know, I'm not breaking the bank or anything. A stat I have talked about a lot this summer that I did a full dive into is what happens when you have road teams in these big, massive cross-country trips. And the short version is, if you are a road favorite crossing multiple time zones in 2024, you went 10-19-1 against the spread with 9 outright upsets. So two games actually Thursday and Friday fall into this category. That's Boise State going to South Florida and Georgia Tech going to Colorado. So I have small positions on South Florida +6.5 and Colorado +4.5.
All right, very nice. Yeah, two of the games looking forward to on Thursday and Friday. Nebraska-Cincinnati should be a good one as well. Looking at Saturday and Sunday, Chase, obviously everybody's going to dive into the three top 10 matchups. You have Ohio State and Texas. You have Clemson and LSU, the Battle of the Death Valleys, and then Notre Dame and Miami on Sunday. Just want to get your overall thoughts. If we're looking at those three games, what would be your favorite play in any of those top 10 matchups? If you just had to play one thing, what would be your best bet?
I think Clemson -3.5. I'm pretty high on Clemson this year. I have them sprinkled throughout a lot of different futures markets. So I think Brian Kelly has not been great in week one. I'm a Brian Kelly defender, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm piling on, but he hasn't been great in week one. LSU hasn't been great in week one in general, even before he was there. So I think that's a trend if you're like a trends better kind of person. I just think Clemson's the better team. I think it's going to be an awesome game to watch. I've seen a lot of people just they're not interested in a side. They want to bet the over with two Heisman front runners playing a quarterback on each team. So I get that side of it as well. I'm pretty comfortable laying the 3 in the hook.
What about looking at those three matchups again, Chase? If you had to pick an underdog, would you rather back Miami or would you rather back Texas this week?
Texas. Why are they even a dog in this game? Here's a thought exercise. If we started the 12-team playoff this year instead of last year, Ohio State doesn't even make the playoffs last year, let alone win the national championship because they were a two-loss non-conference champion. So if that happens, if we just delay the 12-team playoff by 1 year, what's the point spread in this game? Because it's not Ohio State laying points. And this has been moving toward Texas all week, I think for that reason. The fact that you're just paying a national championship tax, despite the fact that the roster is nowhere near what it looked like last year. They lost 15 draft picks plus Will Howard. It's a totally different team. Texas is the better team. I don't know why they're +100 in the money line. I don't know why they've been catching points all week. It's kind of silly.
I agree with you. It just makes me nervous, man. It feels like everybody's on Texas. They're still dogs. Ohio State's at home. Should be a fun one. The other matchup, Chase, Notre Dame and Miami. I really don't have a strong thought on that game. It feels like they are daring you to take the Irish, right? Coming off the national title game, Marcus Freeman against Cristobal. The Irish, I mean, they're returning a lot outside of, obviously, the true freshman quarterback, C.J. Carr, who's going to be under center. It feels to me like Notre Dame's a little too easy, which is why I'm hesitant on that game. Any thoughts for you on Miami-Notre Dame?
I just think the weapon that Notre Dame has that nobody really talks about is Mike Denbrock. I think he's probably the best OC in college football right now. And wow. I think stuff like that, I'm not going to say it's not priced in, but when it seems like it's so easy for Notre Dame, like I kind of lean back on that and think, yeah, maybe it is that easy if you have arguably the best OC. And when has Miami in recent history given us a lot of confidence that they can do this in big marquee non-conference games? So I'm not betting that game. I don't have a position, but if I was, it would be Notre Dame.
We're talking College Football Week 1 with our guy Chase Kitty here on Send It In. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. Make sure you guys check out all the content, all the articles he gives you at BetMGM. Chase, let's look outside of the top 10 matchups that we have for Saturday, Sunday as well, or even Monday. What are some of your best bets on the rest of your card that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is where I have to double down on your plug here. This is what I'm really good at is finding the dregs of college football and college basketball and digging some good bets out of it. So I would check out the week one bets column, which is linked to on my Twitter and is prominently displayed on BetMGM's blog, The Roar. New Mexico, Michigan, -49.5. I bet this at 50.5 maybe a week and a half ago. I would still take it at 49.5. Georgia minus whatever the number is. I don't even care. Right now, it's 39.5 at BetMGM. If it was 42.5, I'd probably lay 42.5. I think they're going to kill this Marshall team. And I'll, you know, we can circle back to that maybe in a second on a different topic. But Georgia minus the number, I almost don't even care what it is. And one other one that I'll give out, you should go over and check out the blog piece for the rest of them. Indiana is -23.5 right now. I've seen Kurt Cignetti abuse Old Dominion more than once in my storied career in Harrisonburg. I think he's probably going to do it again. So I'm comfortable laying 23.5. I got this at 22.5. 23.5 is probably where I would get off the boat. Once it goes to 24, I'm done.
You know, I'm glad you chose those games too, Chase, because it's a good reminder. In week one, you're going to see a lot of big numbers, but more often than not, those teams tend to cover those big numbers. They're that big for a reason. Let's look at some futures, some win totals that you like for the upcoming season. Just give me one or two, your favorites for the entire year. What would be a win total that you love?
I like over Oklahoma, 7.5. It's plus 110, and that's good value. I like Houston over 6.5 at plus 110. I think it's good value. The favorite, though, I don't think it's the best bet from an ROI perspective, but my favorite is Akron under 4.5. You've got to pay a big vig, but I'm just obsessed with this number and this team and this win total because Akron, it's too hard to try to explain the whole thing on here. Just go look at their schedule. They don't have a bye this year. They don't have what you would call a bye. They've got an off week at the very end of the season and one of those weird MAC weeks where they don't play on Saturday, but they do play on Tuesday. So they have like 8.5 days off instead of 7 days off. They functionally don't have a bye. It's a team that's academically ineligible because of APR violations. So I'm fascinated by if they can get to 5 wins. I don't think they can. I'm on the under. But it is a really soft schedule. So it's such a fascinating bet. And I'm going to be watching it weirdly obsessed every week with Akron football.
I mean, they have 9 straight games to start the season, Chase, without a scheduled bye. And then, as you mentioned, they really don't even have one throughout the season. What about your favorite conference future? All the conferences in college football, you had to bet somebody to win their league. What would it be?
I cannot believe we're a day away from games, from week one games, and Southern Miss hasn't been a bigger topic. I really thought it was going to come up once we got to August and people started digging in. Charles Huff takes his entire Sun Belt winning Marshall team, basically, and moves them to Southern Miss, and they're 25-1 to win the conference. They are better now than they were last year because they added some nice FCS All-American kind of pieces to the roster that already won the Sun Belt last year. He took the whole team, and he moved it to Southern Miss, and they're 25-1 because Will Hall's Southern Miss team sucked the last 4 years. So it blows my mind that we haven't talked about this more because it's one of the crazier things that happened this last offseason.
I think it's a good case and a good price, 25-1 on the Golden Eagles. Heisman Trophy pick from you, Chase Kitty. Who do you like to win the Heisman?
Kind of boring, but I like Drew Aller and Cade Klubnik at the top of the near the top of the market. I think those are the guys. I think Arch Manning is going to be priced out because of the last name all year, so maybe he ends up winning it. But I think it's hard to make a betting case for buying in at the top of the market on a name that's juiced, let alone a campaign that's juiced. At price, I think the best bet is actually Dante Moore right now, who's 30-1 at BetMGM. Oregon's quarterback has been Heisman relevant pretty much every year the last 3 or 4 seasons. And it's easy to say now, well, Bo Nix is an NFL quarterback. Dylan Gabriel is on the roster with the Cleveland Browns. When those guys went to Oregon, we did not think a lot of them, and they were Heisman finalists that were very, very short prices for a lot of the season. So I think it's reasonable to think that something like that can happen again with Dante Moore. And to get him right now at 30-1, I think is a great buy point. I think you're going to have CLV if nothing else. And then you'll maybe have some hedge options when we see who emerges from this deep class of Heisman quarterback potentials.
Chase, before we let you go, who wins it all this year? Who's your national champion in college football?
I'm kind of down to Penn State, Georgia, and Clemson. Those are the three I like. They're all kind of short prices, so pick who you like. I think I'm probably going to go with Penn State because I think they have the easier schedule and the easier path to the number one seed relative to Georgia. And then I do think it would be weird if Clemson jumped all the way to national champion after the last 5 or 6 years. So I'll go with Penn State, Final Four run last year, but I would not be surprised if it's Clemson or Georgia either.
Oh, another one on the Penn State bandwagon, Chase, me and you both. Can't wait to roll with James Franklin this season. Should be non-sweat, very fun. Chase Kitty, give him a follow on X, at Chase A. Kitty. BetMGM writer joins us each and every Wednesday. Chase, enjoy week one, my friend. See you next week.
I will. You too, PJ.
All right, pal. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In and continue looking at some of the top games that we have on the week one slate. We talked to Porter Larson yesterday about the Utah Utes. They're going to be in action on Saturday night against UCLA, an old Big 12 matchup. They're going to be taking on Nico Iamaleava. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too bad. He's the quarterback now at UCLA. Obviously all the controversy that was coming over from Knoxville in the offseason with he wanted more NIL money and Heupel wouldn't give it to him. So he moves out to LA. He's going to be the new quarterback for UCLA, and they're going to be taking on Utah. Again, we previewed them yesterday, so if you missed that, go back and listen to the Send It In podcast. But the Utes this year should look more like the Utah team that we have seen most years under Kyle Whittingham. They're going to be great on both lines of scrimmage. They should be really good on defense. It's all going to come down to the quarterback position and Devin Dampier. His offensive coordinator when he was at New Mexico last year is now with him again as the offensive coordinator with Utah. And as Porter mentioned to us yesterday, under Kyle Whittingham, Utah has normally dominated this series against UCLA. Now you have a different coaching staff, and I expect UCLA to be better this season because they do upgrade at quarterback, their offensive line should be better, and their defense was better than people thought it would be last season. I think this is probably a decent price, though, on Utah. Don't know if it's going to be an official bet for me. I think the over might be a good look in the game, too, right? Because Utah was so banged up at the quarterback position last year. They bring in a new quarterback. People might think it might take some time for them to get going. But again, because he brings the OC with him, I think Utah's offense will play pretty good. And then Nico was not good at Tennessee last season, but I mean, he can put up some points, and the talent has always been there. So if he can show us something in that first game, I think over 51.5 might be a good look in Utah and UCLA. As for Virginia Tech and South Carolina on Sunday, we have two really good games on Saturday. This is going to be the first one played in Charlotte, South Carolina.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Carolina is a 7.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 52.5. South Carolina is a team that I usually look to fade early on in the season. Like any of these teams that it feels like everybody's buying into is the dark horse of college football, those are the teams I look to fade early on in the season. Virginia Tech was actually one of those teams last year, and they lost week one at Vandy as 2-touchdown favorites. South Carolina, great season last year. They won 6 SEC games to close before losing to Illinois in the bowl game. They do lose a lot of key pieces on defense, but the offense should be very good, led by who many people feel like, and myself included, is the best quarterback in the country in Lenora Sellers. But I think this game is going to be close, and I think Virginia Tech's going to muck it up. They're going to keep it ugly. I would look at the under 52.5, but I think getting 7.5 here, I would expect South Carolina to be one of the most public bets of the week. I like Virginia Tech plus the points, and I'd look at some money line as well. Notre Dame and Miami, this game's a tough one, man. Notre Dame favored by 2.5 with the total at 49.5. I'm trying to get a case for why Miami is only 2.5-point dogs in this game. Notre Dame's got the better coach in Marcus Freeman. Both offensive lines are really good. Notre Dame's got the better defense. Skill position-wise, probably give the edge to Notre Dame. Miami's bringing in a whole bunch of new receivers. Notre Dame's got a bunch of guys returning. They arguably have one of the best 1-2 punches at running back with Jeremiah Love and Jadeveon Price. Love's probably the best running back in the country. It all comes down to the quarterback position for Notre Dame and CJ Carr. And Marcus Freeman talked about it was probably the toughest quarterback battle that he has ever been a part of going through the season. But he's rolling with CJ Carr, and he knows that the season is these first two games for Notre Dame. They get Miami and Texas A&M. So he had to make sure whoever he started was going to be the guy that was going to give him the best chance to win those first two games. Not the guy that you're starting and hoping that you can kind of ease him into things and that he can develop later on in the season. You're looking for the guy that's the best right now that can win you those two games against those two teams. And I think they're just going to find a way. And I trust Marcus Freeman in this game. I would look at Notre Dame money line, like Chase said. How many times is Miami going to be in this spot before we just, you know, don't trust them? And Carson Beck, I've seen enough. I don't trust him. Mario Cristobal in games like this, I don't trust him. We know there are going to be a lot of Irish fans down there in South Florida, too. So even though it's a home game for Miami, certainly won't be as big of a home field advantage as some of these other teams are going to have in some of these big games. I like Notre Dame money line against Miami. And then TCU in North Carolina. You guys know how I'm betting North Carolina early on in the season, and it looks like the market is agreeing with me, because early on in the week when we talked about the games that you have to bet right now, the total was 58.5, and now it is down to 56.5, and I think people are starting to formulate the same idea that I have about North Carolina, where we're all waiting to see how this thing unfolds. We're waiting to see what Belichick looks like in the college game. But if there's one thing that maybe we can trust a little bit with UNC, it's that they're going to be good on defense, because that's what Belichick does. And he's one of the greatest defensive minds ever to coach football. And whether it be NFL or college, I trust him that whatever team he puts out there, no matter how young or how old his players are, they're going to run his scheme, and he's going to have a good game plan for the other team. So it's going to be a great atmosphere in Chapel Hill. People are going to be fired up for it. I think his defense is going to have a great game plan. They're going to be flying around. And on the flip side, North Carolina is going to want to run the football, and Belichick will do whatever it takes to win games like he always does. I think 58.5 was too high. The market agrees with it. I think anything down to 55 is a good bet. So I like under 56.5 in TCU and North Carolina. All right, let's look at some ACC bets now as we look into our glass ball here on Send It In. Four win totals that I like for the upcoming ACC season. We will start with Georgia Tech, over 7.5 wins. Have to lay the juice at BetMGM, minus 155, but I think Georgia Tech is an 8-9, maybe even a 10-win football team for the upcoming season. In ACC play, really the only top team that they play is Clemson. No SMU, no Florida State, no Miami, no Louisville. They avoid all of those teams. Clemson's the only kind of top team that they play, and they get them in Atlanta at home, and they get Georgia to end the season. That is going to be a non-conference game. But again, Georgia Tech took them to 8 overtimes last year. They don't fear Georgia. They know that they can beat Georgia, and I'm sure they're looking forward to the rematch. I don't think they're going to win either of the Clemson or the Georgia games, but I also don't think they're going to lose 3 games outside of those. So I think over 7.5 at minus 155 for Georgia Tech. I'm a big fan of Brent Key. Haynes King, the quarterback, is back. The running back is back as well. Defense should be pretty solid. We'll take over 7.5 wins. How about Miami under 9.5 wins at minus 150? They open up the season against Notre Dame, which is obviously going to be a big game towards that win total. I think they're going to lose. The reason I don't like Miami, though, this season is how their schedule ends. Their final two games of the year are at Virginia Tech and at Pittsburgh. And we talk about it all the time with Tua and the Miami Dolphins and how much of an adjustment and how tough it is for them to play in the cold. Well, I'm sure the college kids at the University of Miami are going to struggle in that stuff too. Going to Blacksburg and Pittsburgh at the end of November isn't exactly going to be warm weather. There's probably going to be some snow, some wind. It's going to be frigid cold. So I think Miami could be in trouble at the end of the season. Crystal ball teams tend to kind of fall off a little bit towards the end of the year, under 9.5 wins for Miami. Pittsburgh is a surprise team out of the ACC that I like this year. It's a team that we did not preview during the ACC, but a team that I would keep an eye out for, and I like their over 6.5 wins. The reason Pitt's win total is only at 6.5 is because their schedule is very tough. You know, a lot of these ACC teams have pretty friendly schedules. Pitt is not that way. And they have a bye week before their final three games of the regular season when they play Notre Dame at Georgia Tech and then Miami to close out the year. So you get three big-time games to end the year if you're Pittsburgh. Why do I like them? Because their quarterback, Eli Holstein, comes back that I think is a really good player, one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC that we really don't talk about. And then Desmond Reed, their running back, if you've never seen him, one of the best running backs in the ACC and one of my favorites in the country, kind of that Darren Sproles type. He's a smaller guy, but he's really tough to tackle, great running back, great receiving back, does a little bit of everything. Having him back is key. And obviously with Narduzzi, you know his team's always going to have a decent defense. He's usually a great bet as an underdog. He usually always has an upset or two in him throughout the season. So with a tough schedule, having his quarterback and running back back, I think Pittsburgh could do a little damage. I like them over 6.5 wins at -105. And then finally, I'll take Wake Forest over 4.5 wins as well. Looking at Wake's schedule, okay, they're non-conference. Kennesaw State, Western Carolina, and then Delaware are three of the games that they play this year. Those should be three wins. We just need two wins out of Wake Forest in ACC play, which I think they can get. Jake Dicker takes over. He was the head coach at Washington State last year. He brings in Robbie Ashford as his new quarterback, who spent a couple of years in the SEC. He's got Demond Claiborne back as his running back, who I'm also a big fan of. I just think Dickert's a really good head coach, and I think Wake is going to be able to win two games in ACC play, which is all we need to go over 4.5 at +105. My ACC champion this year is going to be the Clemson Tigers, -110. They're big favorites for a reason. Nobody can match the talent of Clemson. And even though I think maybe they'll lose a game, maybe two in ACC play, I think they end up in Charlotte. And when they do, they're going to be a favorite against anybody that they play. I think Clemson is going to get to the ACC title game. And if they do, they're not going to be -110 on the money line. So you are getting good value with the Tigers, because I think they get to Charlotte. Once they do, they're not going to be an underdog to any other teams in the conference, and I think they win the league. And then again, the team that I would maybe bet to make the college football playoff, Clemson's -200. I'd rather just bet them to win the ACC. But I take a shot with Pitt at 18-1 to make the college football playoff. I think that's a good bet. Because of what I mentioned, you got to look for some of these teams and the opportunities that they have later on in the season, right? If you lose some games early, you have some time to make it up late in the season. And if Pitt maybe stumbles and they lose a game or two there, but with the fact that they close Notre Dame at home, at Georgia Tech, and home against Miami, I mean, there's a chance that they could play three top 25 teams, two top 10 teams, and have some great opportunities to really vault up the standings and maybe get to the college football playoffs. So Pitt at 18-1, I think that's nice value for the Panthers to maybe get their way into the 12-team playoff. All right, let's talk a little gridiron glass now. We do this every Wednesday during football season. We look at the favorite that I like the best in week one, an underdog that I like the best, a team I would take outright on the money line, and then an over and an under that I like the best as well. Let's start with the favorite that I like the best this week, and that's going to be USC, -35.5 against Missouri State. When Chase was on earlier, he gave out a bunch of big favorites in week one, and here's another one for you guys. Again, don't shy away from some of these big totals, and I wouldn't shy away from USC either. Missouri State, this is their first year playing in the FBS. They've been an FCS school. Now they got to travel to Southern California and take on USC in the Coliseum. And Lincoln Riley, with a terrible defense for much of his tenure in USC, has normally been great in these games. They beat Rice 66-14 3 years ago. They took care of San Jose State 56-28, Utah State 48-0. They're usually good in these early games against Group of Five teams, and now he's got a defense. Now he's got one of the best defensive coordinators in college football, so I don't see Missouri State scoring more than 10 points in this game. I think USC is scoring at least 50. I'll take -35.5 with the Trojans as the favorite that I like the best. What about an underdog? Give me Virginia Tech +7.5 against South Carolina. We talked about that game earlier. A lot of people are going to be on South Carolina. SEC against the ACC, maybe the best quarterback in the country. I think we're overvaluing South Carolina a little too much, though. Yes, their quarterback Sellers is awesome, but they lost a lot on that defense, and I think Virginia Tech's going to bounce back this season, so I like the Hokies to keep that close. LSU, I like them to win outright against Clemson. I think Clemson's a little overrated as too. Their defense is going to be fantastic, and they do have great weapons at the skill position. Their offensive line's very good, but I think Klubnik is overrated, and I think Brian Kelly, everybody talks about it when you bring up this game. LSU's lost 5 straight season openers. Brian Kelly's terrible in week 1. You don't think he knows that? You don't think his players know that? But this game reminds me a lot of Notre Dame and Texas A&M from week 1 last season, when the big storyline from that game was how inexperienced Notre Dame's offensive line was and how they were starting a bunch of new guys, but they had a veteran quarterback in Riley Leonard and they took care of business on the road. I think it's the same thing with LSU. Veteran quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier, 4 new offensive linemen for LSU. I think they figure it out. They get the win outright, +150. The over that I like the best. How about this stat for you guys? Georgia and Kirby Smart, they're 0-13-1 against the spread in their last 14 games when Kirby Smart has been a favorite of 38 points or more. 0-13-1 against the spread when Kirby Smart is a favorite of 38 points or more. So why wouldn't I just take Marshall? Because as Chase was talking about earlier, Marshall lost their entire team. So instead, I'm just taking the over. I think Georgia might score 56 points by themselves. The total's at 55.5. Maybe Marshall can score one touchdown for us, but I like the over. A lot of times in these games when Georgia doesn't cover, it goes over the total and goes way over the total. So I'm going over 55.5. And then the under that I like the best is going to be in Toledo and Kentucky, under 48.5. Kentucky's going to have the worst offense in the SEC with maybe the worst quarterback in Zach Calzada. And Toledo is a very good Group of Five team that wants to run the football. I think this is a low-scoring game, under 48.5, Kentucky and Toledo. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's an MLB Parlay Boost token. Swing big on your next MLB Parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. I got Moist Cupcakes in the chat. Yankees money line plus Blue Jays money line parlay at +106. I like that. I like that, Moist Cupcakes. I think that's good value. Plus money on those two teams, I think, is a good bet. Jonah Heim, 8-17 in his career against Tyler Anderson today in Rangers and Angels. He's going to be our pick in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Wake Forest over 4.5 wins. Like I told you guys, 3 easy non-conference games. Just get us 2 ACC wins, and we got at least 5. I'll go over 4.5. Giants are going to be my dog of the day today, +105 against the Cubbies. And then my best bet's going to be that over in Georgia and Marshall. Kirby has not covered these games when the spreads are this big, but also a lot of points tend to be scored in this game. I'll go over 55.5 in Georgia and Marshall. That'll do it for today's show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to be on You Better You Bet later today. Back on Send It In tomorrow. We'll see you guys then. Talking more college football.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.